Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a really interesting new tool Jamie and I have been looking into called Prompt Poet. Now, this is something that Google has recently acquired. It's a tool they actually acquired. I think it's kind of more with their acquisition and some of the work they've done with Character AI. And this kind of came along with that because this is something that was developed by Character AI. So Google has now acquired this new tool, which essentially helps you in developing your prompts for LLMs, kind of your quote unquote prompt engineering. There's so much to prompt engineering that Jamie and I want to talk about. There's a lot of really interesting tips, techniques, and I think that this whole Prompt Poet thing is a really interesting tool. So we want to cover that. Jamie, what are you seeing in regards to Prompt Poet and kind of what it does?
Yeah, well, we've mentioned on this channel quite a few times that the prompt is everything. Knowing how to use AI and have good prompts is what's going to give you the difference between bad results and the results you're looking for. So, in our school community, we actually talked about a company called Feeling Great, who basically designed an entire mental health app based off a really good prompt and how they raised $8 million. So if you want to learn more about that, you got to join our school community. We are currently at $15 a month and we have over 100 members. And we're growing daily, and we're going to continue to raise the price as we go on. So if you want to lock in that $15 price point, it's definitely worth checking out. We have tons of different real use case ways to make money with AI and online, and ways that Jaden and I actually do. So feel free to check that out. But Prompt Poet's really interesting because it's basically a combination between, right now anyways, coding and prompting and developing complex prompts. So the example they gave was like, if you want to do a daily planner app or daily planner LLM, you would want them, the example it gave it says, you know, here are your appointments for the day. It links in the weather for the day and what the conditions are, traffic conditions, you know, and how to kind of plan out your whole day. So it gives you all that helpful information. But if you don't plan that prompt out correctly, it wouldn't give you all that stuff together. You know, it might, you know, a simple prompt might be able to list all of your appointments, but to be able to connect multiple different things that are helpful to somebody, you're going to want an app like Prompt Poet. So it's a really cool concept. And I think moving forward, it's going to be used more and more. Jaden, have you used anything like this in any of your developing, or how is this different from what you've done?
Yeah, no, I think this is really big, but I think a couple things that annoy me with it. Number one is that you got to go to GitHub and like go to their repo. And so it's like, if you're a developer, you can use this and essentially integrate it into like tools you use, which is like theoretically cool. But for a lot of us like myself that are not developers, I really wish someone would just go take this and make a no code version of it where we could tell it what we're trying to do. And it will say, okay, this is how we recommend changing your prompt, write it like X, Y, and Z. Now, the thing that I think is really important is not just how to do the prompt, but how to do the prompt per AI model, because every AI model is slightly different in how you ask it for stuff and the results that it gives you. So yeah, I think that that's probably a great business idea for someone out there to go build. Regardless though, I think there's some concepts that we can all take from this. Number one being the way you develop a prompt makes a big difference. And I think the number one thing that goes with this is just if you're an expert already in a specific field. I know for myself, if I go to ChatGPT and I start asking it for like legal advice, like recently I got a cease and desist letter for my startup AI Box from the company Box.com because they said, you know, we infringed on their trademarks. We have the name Box in our company because they have a product called Box AI, whatever, right? If I go to ChatGPT and I start asking it like, hey, I got the cease and desist letter. Do I need to be concerned about this? Or is it not a big deal? You know, act like my IP attorney and give me some advice. And ChatGPT is like kind of like giving me some ideas and advice. I promise you the response I get, not that ChatGPT is going to give like bad advice or that it can't answer my question well, but the response I get is going to be much worse than if an actual IP attorney went to ChatGPT and said, hey, I have a client. This is their problem. This is what the person said. Now, considering the context of X, Y, and Z, and considering the precedent of this case and that case, like, do you think that blah, 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 blah. And you essentially, because that IP attorney is an expert in the area, they know the keywords, they know the precedent to ask for, they know the background, they know the things that are kind of like important to consider, and they'll add all that into the prompt. So I bring all this up to say, when you develop a really in-depth prompt like that with background knowledge, you're going to get a way higher quality output. And so I'm a firm believer that when you're developing prompts, having that background knowledge makes the output better. So if you had a tool like this that essentially became that expert, and you might not be like 100% as good as an IP attorney, but if it got you like twice as good of an output versus yourself doing it, I think that that would be super worth it. There's a couple things that I've done to kind of get around this in the past. One of them is saying, so you don't always know what to ask the AI model. So the thing that I've done in the past that's been really helpful is saying, okay, act like you are a ghost writer to help me write a book. You're an expert ghost writer that has won a Pulitzer Prize, and ask me the questions that a ghost writer would ask me in order to get the content you need for the chapter of my book about X, Y, and Z thing. So instead of saying, write me the chapter of my book or whatever, you essentially tell it to act like the person that's asking you the questions. It knows the questions a lot of the time, but you don't know the questions to ask it. So I've done this before. I never actually wrote the book, but I just kind of went through the mental exercise and like wrote a book in like a few hours doing this strategy. And it was amazing because it was like, okay, like tell me about a personal experience you had in XYZ area. Okay, so give me like a quote about from that time that this person said. Now, okay, what was a takeaway you learned from this? Okay, what's like something that earlier you might have connected, blah, blah. Okay, so it asked me all these questions and helped me build a really interesting case and come up with really interesting content that I wouldn't have thought to put it together that way, because I'm not a Pulitzer Prize winning ghostwriter. That's not who I am. But if you tell it to act like that and ask you questions, that's kind of my way I like to get around, and you get some pretty awesome results doing that.
Yeah, that's cool. So anyhow, Prompt Poet is a really, I think, could be a helpful tool moving forward. I would also love to see a no-code version because I'm not a coder myself. But I think it just goes back to illustrate the point that the prompt really is the key, the secret sauce here with everything. So again, if you are interested in learning more about this and how we've covered the new SEO, which I believe moving forward will be AI ranking, over on our school community, that's a super interesting topic and use case that we cover over there. So again, join that school community. It's only $15 this week and it's going to keep going up. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And we will see you next time.